Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Country Guesthouse by Robin Carr. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Forever is composed of nows. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. Hannah Russell loved the rented cabin she and her colleagues were staying in. It was exquisite. The upscale, relatively new five-bedroom, five-bath house was in the woods on a lake and had a huge deck from which there was an amazing view of the Rockies. Well, during the day when the sun was out. Just now, it was raining. Make that sleeting. By morning, there might be nothing but a sheet of ice covering everything. For tonight, there was a blazing fire and a mixture of rain and ice pelting against the roof and windows. The cabin was the only part of this retreat she loved. It was her company's leadership training and team-building retreat, her third one, and she was over it. Hannah's boss was really into organizing these professional growth retreats off-campus, far away from their daily grind. Of course, he didn't attend, but he sent his executives and their teams. Their cell phones and laptops were collected upon arrival. The TVs were not turned on, no radios allowed, no contact with the outside world. They were forced to communicate face-to-face and leave their workday worlds behind. Dave, director of marketing, said,
"I had less withdrawal and drug treatment."
Then there were a series of group sessions and exercises. "Hannah, you're going to fold your hands over your chest and let yourself fall backward, trusting Tim to catch you." This was quite challenging, as she didn't trust Tim to respond to an email in a timely way.